Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Horton's. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Interest rate tumbled once again across the yield curve as the government recorded the marginal undersubscription of eight treasury bills auction. That's according to the auction result by the Bank of Ghana. The fall in the T-bill yields is in line with these to ease inflation. There is more in this report.
The 91-day yield eased to 24.85% from the prior week's 25.03%. That of the 182-day also went down by 9 basis points to 26.82%. Similarly, the 182-day bill also declined to 27.81% from the earlier 27.92%. Meanwhile, the government recorded 1.35% undersubscription of the T-bill sale. It got 4.838 billion Ghana cedis as against a target of 4.9 billion cedis. A chunk of the bids came from the 91-day bill. About 3.76 billion cedis was mobilized, representing 77.9% of the total bids. The uptake was the same as the bids tendered. Similarly, 924 million Ghana cedis came from the 182-day bill. All the bids were accepted. For the 364-day bill, 142.07 million cedis of the bids were tendered and all were accepted.
That was a Business Desk report. Commercial banks say they are yet to fully recover from the debt exchange program shock despite strong earnings posted for last year. Some of the banks have posted profits for last year, with some crossing a billion cedis for the first time. But the chief executive office of the Ghana Association of Banks, John Ewa, maintains that high non-performing loans still remains the biggest threat to most banks.
Our non-performing loan ratio is at the moment, I wouldn't say that the industry has, you know, turned the corner in terms of the quality of the earnings. The quality of the earnings, that's where we look. You know, and the quality is judged by the quality of the book, and which is also driven, the outcome of which will be on your impairment line. And if you saw the impairment, it's not a healthy number to be proud of. And it is interest income, interest expense, your commission and fees, operating expense, and your impairment line. And if you see that line trending in the direction that it is moving, it's not something that an industry we are happy about. And of course, some of the indicators that worry banks, they lag, you know, they call them lagging indicators. They don't go ahead of the numbers. So you can be making some good revenue now, and if the quality of those revenues are not that solid because of heightened impairments.
John Ewa is the chief executive of the Ghana Association of Banks. Moving on, industries are insisting that Ghana needs to do more despite new data suggesting strong pickup in export to other countries in Africa. The 2023 AfriXim trade report showed that Ghana commanded more than 5% of intra-African trade. This was one of the highest to be achieved by a country in Africa. Chonam Akwelu, he's the Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the Association of Ghana Industries and has been speaking to Joy Business on the sidelines of the annual AfriXim Bank meetings in Nassau, Bahamas.
Yes, within the region, we may appear to be doing quite well, but there's more room for improvement. What we need to do now is to deepen the work of the SMEs to allow them to have access to international market. But this can't be talk. There has to be a more systemic and structural approach to making sure that we have this happen. Three things. Number one, e-payments. We need to make sure that they are able to do the transaction with a payment mechanism that is less expensive.
These things are some of the major hurdles in our quest to do the intra-Africa, especially when it comes to Ghanaian business.
Exactly my point.
Chonam Akwelu is the Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the Association of Ghana Industries and has been speaking to Joy Business on the sidelines of the annual AfriXim Bank meetings in Nassau, Bahamas. Moving on, Ghana has seen an increase in the export of finished product from local industries, especially food product, through the efforts of Trillium and other manufacturing firms. This can be attributed to the stable business environment and support from government in the past few years. Chief Marketing Officer of Trillium Industries, Ali Ajami, said the facility has exported more into the West African sub-region. He was speaking to journalists after a facility tour and engagement with its brand ambassador, Stone Boy.
Ghana used to import all these commodities from across the countries. And with the help of Trillium and the efforts they put together and the investment, we are rather exporting to the neighbor countries. All the West African countries today, they are consuming proudly made of Ghana. Drop the importation of these commodities, almost 60%, and we are rather exporting 20% of our products. So thank you so much for coming, and thanks for this partnership.
That was Ali Ajami, the Chief Marketing Officer for Trillium Industries. Government is being urged to develop policies that will ensure a dignified income and compensation for workers in both public and private sectors. This is critical to the growth of the economy and transformation of the labor market in Africa and countries including Ghana. Speaking to journalists after launching the Africa Youth Employment Clock by the World Data Lab and MasterCard Foundation, Vice President of Strategic Engagement for World Data Lab, Dr. Reshma Sheroj, called for an improvement in living conditions for workers.
That symbiotic relationship must always be there to make life meaningful. We therefore look forward urgently for an opportunity to engage and translate the technical proposal that we submitted to you into action in order to facilitate the school to.
Now, we'll bring you that story shortly. Human resource professionals in Ghana have been urged to align HR hybrid working plan with organizational corporate plan. According to President of the Chartered Institute of Human Resource Management, Dr. Edward Kwapon, hybrid work regimes boost productivity and aid in well-being of workers. He made these assertions after a visit to introduce the Institute's newly appointed Chief Executive Officer to the Minister of Education.
That symbiotic relationship must always be there to make life meaningful. We therefore look forward urgently for an opportunity to engage and translate the technical proposal that we submitted to you into action in order to facilitate the school to industry transition. We are informed by recent statistics that Ghana churns out over 100,000 graduates every year. Out of this figure, just about 10% secure meaningful jobs. The question then is, what happens to the remaining 90%?
Dr. Edward Kwapon is the president of the Chartered Institute of Human Resource Management. The Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, NAS, has entered into partnership with the Project Management Institute Ghana for teaching and learning of project management as a program of study. This is to bridge the existing gap between academia and industry and thereby making NAS students globally competitive after school. Speaking after the signing ceremony, president of the PMI, Frank Owusu Asamoah, noted that the project management as a professional program of study at a tertiary education level has come in handy to ensure both government and private project owners of value for the investment.
The chapter is propagating the good news of the science and management of project management so that students, as long as project professionals, will have the technical know-how and the skills to be able to manage projects while saving this country and organizations this amount of money that usually goes to waste. So it is against this background that we decided as a chapter and the largest professional body in Ghana in terms of projects, program and portfolio management, that it is the collaboration between industry and academia that would help us reverse this trend and rather make these monies become value, real value that are created for the citizenry.
Frank Owusu Asamoah is the president of the Project Management Institute Ghana. As part of activities to mark its 25th anniversary, the Institute of Directors Ghana has donated assorted items to the Dolu Special School. The Institute does not only ensure socioeconomic development through good corporate governance and director professionalism, but also commits to Corporate Social Responsibility Act, which benefits the community. Speaking at a short ceremony to hand over the items and also spend time with a student, Vice President of the Institute, Mary Asari Yubua, explained that the Institute is committed to supporting less privileged institutions.
So the Institute of Directors believe that being good corporate institution is the right way to go. Most organizations will select certain companies or certain courses that they will champion. Indeed, we champion good corporate governance, but we also do things like looking at citizens within the country and give the help and support that is necessary. You won't agree with me that the Jawulu Special School for Intellectually Challenged Children is really a good cause to support. Most times people are like, oh, we are looking for where we can get the best mileage because they can go out and sing our praises. We are here to make sure that we impact the lives of people who don't really have everything it takes to be the very best they can be.
Mary Asari Yubua is the Vice President of the Institute of Directors Ghana. That is the end of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Impera General Assurance, Solid Protection. Now more on Ecobank. Before we go, this is the year to stop singing and talking about chopping and enjoying life and just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God! Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly and you can be one of them winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be 3-month draws and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Ecobank Express Point or via Ecobank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include 4 vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime and many more. Promo runs from May to July 31st, 2024. It is your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 cedis deposit earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. That'll be all for business. My name is Winston Taki. Ignition is next.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.